All ecosystems have a structure. The structure of an ecosystem comprises the various building blocks and moving parts of that system, which work together for the ecosystem's health. In a forest, for example, this structure includes the soil and its various organic and inorganic components, surface plants, understory bushes and trees, and the trees that define the canopy. Also included would be the various forms of animal and plant life that inhabit, interact, and thrive within the system. If we want to keep our forests healthy, we must understand all the major components of the forest structure. The function of a natural ecosystem describes the ways ecosystem components work together for the health of a whole. In a forest, for example, self-nourishing components, such as plants, utilize light energy and inorganic substances to produce food for the remainder of the ecosystem. At the same time, other nourishing components use the organic material produced by the self-nourishing components to grow, reproduce, and survive. Thus, a symbiosis of life is achieved in which all members of the ecosystem benefit and thrive. Every ecosystem has structure and function. The human soul is structured according to certain components, and each is designed by God to function in certain ways and to interact with other components for the overall health of the soul. Similarly, every believer has a calling in his life, that's his personal mission field, which has a certain structure and requires certain functions if we are to bear fruit evidencing the kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy. By understanding the structural components of the soul and our calling, we will be better able to know which functions to perform so that we may be wise. The same is true with other kingdom ecosystems, including churches, local communities, and the times in which we are called to seek the kingdom and righteousness of God.